Hello, I'm Bill Bullard with RCAF USA, the voice of the independent cattle producer in the United States of America. Well, if you've been on a commercial plane, you know these safety instructions. Put your oxygen mask on first before helping others. Obviously, what that means is that the safety of those that depend on you is best assured when you have first taken steps to ensure your own safety. Now, ratchet this analogy up by a magnitude of 10 and ask, what is the prudent course for our nation? Should we ensure that we can, under all circumstances, achieve self-sufficiency in our U.S. food production system before we consider the argument that our objective as a nation should be to help foreign countries find new markets by opening our market up to their unlimited food imports? Now, we know that over the past several decades, we have pursued this, we must help other countries by offering them our market course of action. And we've encouraged increased volumes of foreign-sourced food into the United States, even if that meant we would dismantle some of our own food production capacity. So let's go from the specific to the general, starting with the production of meat, our primary protein sources. Not long ago, about half the shrimp consumed in America was domestic-caught shrimp, with much of it sourced from Louisiana fishermen. But that has all changed because policymakers believed it prudent to open our market up to exporting countries such as India, Indonesia, and Ecuador. And they did this in an effort to help those countries by granting them U.S. market access. The result? Today, only about 10% of the shrimp consumed in America is produced domestically, with 90% now sourced from foreign countries. And now we've talked about the U.S. sheep industry, and like the shrimp industry, it wasn't long ago that over half the lamb consumed in America was produced by American sheepmen and women. And also like the shrimp industry, all that has changed because policymakers decided to help Australia, New Zealand, and other countries by granting them unlimited access to the U.S. market. The result? Today, American sheepmen and women only provide 26% of the lamb consumed in America, while consumers are now reliant on foreign countries for 74% of their lamb meat. So now consider this as we look at the rising levels of foods for which we depend on foreign supply chains. If you had a child turned 20 years old last year, then when that child was born, the U.S. imported $47.2 billion worth of food. But last year, on your child's 20th birthday, food imports had exploded to just shy of $200 billion. This means that in just 20 years, the value of total food imported by the United States more than quadrupled. Now, this is a huge increase, even if we adjust the 2002 total food import value for inflation. Factoring in inflation, the $47.2 billion in food imports 20 years ago would be only about $80.5 billion in today's dollars. That inflation adjustment still represents a huge increase, as today it's about 2.5 times greater. And you might recall an earlier episode where I mentioned that U.S. food imports had surpassed U.S. food exports in 2019. And last year, the U.S. was a net food importer at the tune of $6 billion. Now, I hope everyone knows that we're all being placated by our government regarding our growing dependency on foreign food and the simultaneous dismantling of our domestic food production capacity. And here's what the U.S. Food and Drug Administration says about how important it is that we welcome these additional imports. They said, to help meet these consumer demands, the United States imports about 15% of its overall food supply. So don't worry, be happy, because we're doing this to meet U.S. consumer demands. And you're supposed to overlook the fact that we're doing this at the cost of dismantling our capacity to feed ourselves. So back to putting your oxygen mask on first. Why is this so important in the grand scheme of things? Well, consider what happens when major events rattle the globe. In 2020, there was the COVID pandemic that disrupted foreign supply chains of all kinds, including food. In 2022, the Russian invasion of Ukraine disrupted foreign supply chains, including food. And now the Hamas attack on Israel threatens to again disrupt foreign supply chains, and food could well be included. What we know from our history, both early and present, is that geopolitical conflicts arise periodically. And what we should have learned from history is that we should be prepared for that eventuality. So when you hear the phrase, control the food, control the people, which is now being bantered about much more often than before, you should think oxygen mask. And that means you should call your members of Congress to tell them you want them to immediately begin rebuilding America's food production capacity. Tell them they should start by protecting our U.S. shrimp and sheep industry. Tell them that we must put America first in terms of achieving self-sufficiency in our U.S. food production. And then we can begin to help other nations by offering them some access to the U.S. market. With that, have a productive week. Thank you and goodbye.